program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, and you're just in time to take a little midnight stroll down memory lane with me, because I found a disc I totally forgot about. Oh, it was recorded in September of 2001. At the tail end of that month, I'd just done a revival down in Tampa, Florida, and I'd lost my voice, and the Lymph Node Institute was filling in. Oh, there's some juicy little bits on this one, so enjoy, seekers.
I've been hearing something on the streets the last couple of weeks. Weird stuff. Some sort of epidemic of violence, what they've been saying. I was talking to one old boy. He told me they got some sort of cult up there. End of the world kind of stuff.
Wake up!
Okay, this just in. A report that the tide pumps have failed and the lower levels are now flooding.
I guess we better check in with Marlin and make sure we haven't lost another traffic guy. Marlin, come in, buddy. Over. Over.
All right, I'm here. You cowards, man those blast doors.
Excuse me?
Sorry, guys, I've been commandeered by the Subterranean Reaction Force.
Whatever, new guy. How's traffic?
Well, first of all, those pumps were sabotaged by the Mole Men. We have an all-out offensive going this morning. The digging crews are out in full force. And it's a good thing, because we have some major collapses. All east tunnels below level 40 are a mass grave. We have reports of Mole Man activity all the way up to... Well, this can't be right. Sources tell me that we have Mole Man insertions as high as level 10. I repeat, level 10. Okay, listen. The north and west tunnels above level 30 are okay for now. So just try to stay off the lifts and for Jack's sake.
Marlin, come in, buddy.
Okay, that traffic report was brought to you by the Ministry of Hunger.
Keep tightening those belts, people.
It's for the cause.
90-hour work week got you down? Then you need bongs, poppers, executioner's masks, left-handed cigarettes, and other tobacco accessories. We got them all at...
Pete's Novelty House of Ganja and Smut.
Are you squirting tonight? Then sample our assortment of triple ripple butt plugs, colonators, strap-on noses, assless chaps, and porno! All right here at...
Pete's Novelty House of Ganja and Smut.
Or maybe it's not that dirty little spot deep inside of your body that needs tickling, but your funny bone. Are you with me, gang? We carry a wide assortment of novelty items, such as whoopee cushions, co-ed undergarments, cranial novelties, fake poop, real poop, and colostomy bag water pipes for the best of both worlds. For a limited time, free x-ray specs with every pair of lead pajamas. That's
Pete's Novelty House of Ganja and Smut.
On Bush Street, under the rickety overpass near the loitering waterheads. Tell 'em Pete sent ya.
For novelty use only.
Good evening, hello, I am Bjorn.
I am Unta.
And I am Uber.
And we are Bjorn again.
And you are listening to
91.1 WREK.
On the World Wide Web.
Make rock in your head.
The Sands of Comedy Scenario 24.
In these modern times, the human animal and its mutant relatives prosper in a world of convenient excess. They grow lazy, lapping the marrow of content and fondling themselves in front of glowing boxes. But what happens when such niceties are removed? When the placid human animal is pushed to its mental, physical, and emotional extremes? When every most basic necessity is rare, can men survive? The Sands of Comedy Scenario 24? Does the dull spark of the Yankee spirit linger in each wayward soul, or has it been smothered beneath an avalanche of ding-dongs and Twinkie cakes? Can the primal man still emerge when called upon, or blah, 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 blah?
Patience. Pharmaceutical disbursement has spiked over the last 2 weeks, and I think that this is due to that scary miniseries The Thought Tube has been oozing nonstop since. I know it is disconcerting, to say the least, stuck between an invisible horde of Hashishin and the frothing dupes of the home front. Unfortunately, we must confront the possibility that, due to some mistake on our parts, and when I say our parts, I most certainly mean your parts, or perhaps a failure on the part of Bob himself. And when you think about it, that is the most likely scenario. I mean, he's just as happy swindling bacteria. But due to some combination of misfortunes, we are stuck on this cold rock with these damn apes and their plague of certainty. Anyway, my point is that there is a rumor whispering around behind the back rooms that may soothe your collective and yet very personal minds. But first, I would remind you that the ruling elite are, themselves, rogue subgeniuses. Repressed and smoldering, but sub nonetheless. These professional perpetual sublimators are sitting on an unknown quantity of goodies. The good goodies. Free energy. Alien trinkets, experiments that disprove reality. You know, the good stuff. The stuff that might, no, shall we say, soften the borders between countries and individuals, for that matter. The only problem is that there are a few branches of the behavioral evolution tree that are growing too close to the wires of progress, so to speak. The most troublesome of these branches fall under the rough heading of fanatics. And of the fanatics of the world, the two new monotheologies seem to provide the majority of the grief. The fitful flailing of the previous American regime with its Wacos and sporadic African-Asian bombings was just the dalliance of an old before its time phallocentric empire getting itself hard, and perhaps demonstrating the intractable nature of the current situation. Clearly, in the spirit of efficacy and incrementalism, the two withered limbs must be intertwined and pruned in one concise motion. So, they activate the fall wells to lather up one side, while the other side comes pre-lathered by a southern Lebanese adolescence and 50 years of border wars. Put them together in the desert or mountains? Yes, someplace near the Tibetan Plateau would do quite nicely. Who's to say what happens 15,000 feet in the air when a battalion of mostly junkies start slinging grenades at the wind? Well, as the omelet said to the egg, watch out below! Following whatever atrocity they do have planned, they will be free to unveil their precious goodies as products of the war effort. Come on, you're all conspiracy theorists. You don't think the big, bad boogeymen in black puppeteers would let things get too out of hand, do you? Huh. Well, don't come crawling to me when you run out of roach crap pate. For now, just absorb this aural information burst, and when I come back, I will tell you how to survive the looming Dark Age.
Before you plan other trips, see the Earth first, inside and out. There is beauty and dark adventure deep within it. See the mole people. You'll be pleasantly shocked. Feel their claws run up and down your spine. You'll dig it the most. They'll dig you, too. Even the music of the mole people will get you.
Thank you. They got big worms crawling out of their skin. Snakes and mud and junk all over them. The mole men are back again. They pull you down. The mole men will take you underground. The mole men, they're back again. They don't practice voodoo. They don't practice air. They'll just grab you and that's the end. The mole men are back again. Purple juice running out of their eyes. The whole body is surrounded by flies. They love to eat blood clots and blueberry pies. So if they want to make a meal of you, don't be surprised. The mole men, they're back again. They don't practice voodoo, they don't practice that. They'll just grab you and that's the end. The mole men are back again.
Obey the werejackal.
So it looks like we're stuck, and for some reason known only to dogs, the bright and shining promise of deliverance from X Day came and went, and I for one didn't come. Story of my f***ing life. Guess we did not get off this s*** ball in 1998. And boy, do I ever have a major bug up my ass about that little point. Oh, thanks a whole freaking lot, Bob. All the trains I pulled for you. This is the thanks I get. And I made those trains run on time like Mussolini, too, baby. Why? Oh, and instead, what do we get for our trouble? Permanently marooned on some 10th-rate jerkwater backwoods ass by planet with too much gravity, too much radiation, and way too much human content. Oh, sure, they're actively working on cutting that population down for us right now, but it's a case of too little, too late, if you ask me. And their misguided global urban removal project is going to horrendously affect our lives in this, the new police state. I mean, we didn't think it could get worse, did we? I mean, the world sucks like a crackhead nymphomaniac on Spanish Fly, but and since these goddamn stupid pinks shifted into a f***ing all overdrive, well, life has really become like a bucket of s*** with the handle on the inside. And oh, we are in an extremely unenviable position. We're caught right smack between the two stupidest, meanest bullies on the global playground right now. And whether you even give shit one about this grudge fight, you're still gonna get a face full of hot meat shrapnel anyway once these titanic inbred microcephalic lipwick start duking it out. But, you know, children, as the sounds of battle are zinging all around us, children of dogs can take solace in the fact that these jerk-offs may actually be paving the way to a bright, shining, sub-genius paradise for us. How is that, you might ask? I'm glad you asked me that. Oh, it seems there's been a major impasse between us, the superior mutant race, and our intended divinely ordained goal, Slack. And that is them. Woo! Woo!
lot of the f***ers. Oh, and we here at the Church of the Subgenius have long looked into taking care of this planetary cluster f*** ourselves. But the sad truth is, it's just not cost-effective to mow down so many billion defective, miswired units of humanity. Even though at first blush it does sound like it's a lot of fun, but I've tried it after the first 100,000 or so. Not only do your arms f***ing ache, but it gets boring! Oh, you know, I thought it was going to be all shits and giggles, but now it's just like work. And you know how I feel about that. But you know, Seekers, the human problem might just take care of itself without us having to dirty our little fingers. Woo! And when it comes to wiping out that annoying human race, better late than never, I always say. But you know, there has been a whole lot of blather going on the tube since this deadly high-stakes slap fight started.
Stand direct for your abnormality. Wise up. They're out to get you. Bob is coming.
What do you want?
Food!
When do you want it?
Now!
Well, too bad, humans. If your most precious sacrifices do not appease our omnivorous master, then in just 4 cycles, it's
Rampage of the Werejackal.
Flee in hysterical terror as a frothing torrent of blood and sinew spew from the air vents.
Hold on a second. I'm some fresh meat from the mountains. Just who is this werejackal anyway?
The werejackal is a mysterious predator that strikes without warning, leaving a path of destruction in its wake. It is also our new living god.
Where did it come from?
Some speculate that the werejackal is an experiment gone awry from the old government before the Age of Calamities. Others claim it is a transdimensional visitor sent here to rule with a meaty iron fist of iron meat.
What?
The bottom line is that the werejackal is in charge now. Do not question further.
Yeah, or what? Is that some kind of threat?
The werejackal does not threaten with threats, but violates with violence. It is your civic duty to come out to the Jim Morrison Memorial Lazy Lizard King Lounge in Lanes for the bi-weekly tithing event. And remember, if you don't show your face at the bi-weekly tithing event, then we'll all know who the werejackal is, won't we?
Maybe they have been protecting us up until now, and it's a shame that they failed so bad with the intelligence, but what, within the last year they got that CIA spy? And before that, they had the FBI spy. That was the FBI director retired because of some of this crap recently.
The missing documents for Tim McVeigh's trial that showed up a month before he was supposed to be executed.
I mean, those people have their heads way up their asses for the amount of technology at their disposal. The eye of the CIA blinked. The eye of the FBI was closed.
And, of course, who's to say how history will look at this? But do keep in mind that all empires that have failed, because they attempted to fight a war on multiple fronts.
Those were land wars, generally.
But the same thing applies. You have to have the majority of your resources, preferably in one, no more than 2 places. And if you want to fight a war with an infinite number of possible fronts, and if the terrorism continues in this country, people might decide. This is how America loses, by the way. The terror continues, things keep blowing up, and people decide that the power of the government, its influence on your life, is no longer outweighed by its ability to protect you. They're going to dump as much money as the CIA wants into intel, human intel, as they've called it.
That was the first thing I heard out of politicians' mouths, was using this as an excuse. Well, we need more people on the ground in operations. We need spies, basically. Yeah. Lots of spies, because we haven't been using spies as much as we had since the Cold War ended, which was a fabricated freaking altercation anyway. I mean, it was a real threat, but it was created, so screw that.
Initially it was.
Yeah, well, and weapons of mass destruction all over the damn place, and this, again, this is just not going to turn out well.
In case you don't know this, Bin Laden is the latest chapter in a series of foreign policy miscues in which our country chooses a lesser of two evils, in the 80s when the Soviets were attempting to occupy Afghanistan. And in case you haven't looked it up on an atlas, it's a country about the size of Texas, the elevation of the Rocky Mountains. We decided that the Taliban was the lesser of two evils against the Russians, so we gave them money and guns. Much like we decided that Saddam Hussein was the lesser of two evils against Iran, so we gave him money and guns.
My name says Ozzy Osbourne's evil.
No. Ozzy Osbourne is evil.
Is he?
Yes.
Ozzy?
Yes.
He is?
Terribly.
Evil?
Evil.
As per his management, his yes. wife. Well, if his wife says he's evil, she probably knows what she's talking about.
And that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, right. You know, when they were on tour, Ozzy and his band with Motley Crue, he snorted up a line of fire ants?
Yes.
Isn't that insane?
Cheers.
Cheers. He loves you people.
Pissing on the Alamo.
Gentlemen, I'm a busy soul, so I will be succinct. It is to my undying credit that I have lentorarily confirmed that the basic hypothesis upon which our interalignment policies are based is hereby deemed valid. Manipulating two or more forces from a position of relative equidistance is hereby proven to be the proper course. And, may I add, with no small measure of satisfaction, quite lucrative. Not only did I receive triple my money back at the gates of hell, as prophesied, and in full accordance with subgenius church doctrine, but was also greeted warmly in the city of Dis, the capital of hell. It turns out that our cognitive dissonance manufacturing methods are much admired in the realm of darkness. I may have discovered another entire demographical dimension beyond the prisoners and narcotized miscreants that serve as our usual fare that may prove profitable upon the occasion of your own respective tragic, terrible passings. Soon I was placed amongst the sowers of doubt and discord and rewarded with the job of my dreams, director of bureaucratic wranglings. Specifically, my new job description consists of badgering the new arrivals for fictitious reports or paperwork, and then punishing them for lack of these participulars. In addition, my mortal loathing of you gentlemen has mellowed into infernal satisfaction. It is hard to hold a grudge when I feel forbidden power flowing through parts of my anatomy that have labored without the benefit of circulation for decades. And as you may be able to tell, my speech impediment has almost completely disappeared. Well, I must go. I have paperwork to do. A jub-doubling pile of anti-factual data if ever one was surveyed. And all those who have not besotted their I's and double-crossed their T's will be disemboweled and spend their next 10,000 years watching their own innards devoured by fearsome insects. Keep up the good work, you vile meatbags, and I'll see you in hell. At the risk of belaboring the obvious, under no circumstances should this dispatch be broadcast or in any way distributed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy snorted a line of ants.
He did.
That's pretty evil.
Right up his nose. So, I guess let's get right back into it, huh? Right back into the evil.
Let's get evil, shall we?
Let's 666. Get evil. Here we go.
Satan loves you.
This I know.
Because the Bible said so.
The Black Bible!
Draw 666. Good exercise to practice. Draw those as much as you can.
I think I can honestly say in 34 years of construction, I've never dealt with a man that was more honest and fair than Jim Baker.
Take on it, my table man. Take on it. the Black Bible.
Yeah, from the director, Daddy Didney, and the production team that brought you Full Cervix Station and Autoerotic Ass Fixation comes a ballbuster of a summer vid feature. It's Hot Box Mexican Vacation, starring J.J. Coolsey as Ghetto Geppetto, the robot mechanic who keeps Hot Box equipped with all the latest erotic attachments designed to make you at least one load lighter. That's Hot Box Mexican Vacation, on pay-per-vid now.
Hey, man, there are 5 stages of grief that everybody goes through when they find out that they're gonna die. For you sub-geniuses out there, we're gonna bring it on home for you. Stage 1, denial. Pull the wool over your own eyes. Stage 2, anger.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Stage 3, bargaining.
Eternal salvation or triple your money back.
Stage 4, depression.
That time they shocked the living gee out of me. Listen to my tale then. But why were you calling me mad? Could a madman have written songs such as these? I think not. I'm not mad. I'm merely an ordinary person seeking life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My pursuit of happiness includes machine gunning 127 innocent children. If that's mad, go ahead, lock me up. Just because I enjoy washing my face in the blood of infants, is that any reason to lock me up? I think not. I've even got a piece of paper that says my mind is still okay. Hell, I bet that guy down at the employment agency who wouldn't give me a job just because I've been locked up one time, bet he ain't got those papers that says his mind is still okay. Hell, I tried to tell them it was not me. It was the green energy demons, but they merely laughed at me. But now those green energy demons are ruling the planet. They're not laughing quite so hard now, are they? But that wasn't nearly as bad as that time they shocked the living gee out of me. I tried to explain, it was not me. It was the brain of Arnold Palmer, which was controlling my mind via laser beam, via the FBI, via the CIA, via the Communist Party, via satellite. It was the demon that forced me to do the deed. But that wasn't nearly... dot, dot, dot. But it wasn't... I'm not insane. I'm more sane than Son of Sam and Charles Manson put together. How many people must I kill to prove I'm not insane? But that wasn't nearly as bad as that time they shocked the living gee out of me. Well, I didn't mind when they shocked the living pee out of me. In fact, I kind of enjoyed it when they shocked the living pee out of me. I mean, that time they ran over my face with a pickup truck, oh yeah, that was fun. That time they cut me in half with barbed wire and then peeled a Band-Aid off my amputated arm, oh yeah, that was fun. That time they skinned me alive, then called me dirty names. Woo-ha! That was a big old cocaine party. That one time, they converted my entire body into a wall of membrane whose only purpose was to feel pain. No, that time they converted my entire body to a wall of membrane attached to a human brain whose only purpose was to feel pain and then applied the flame. Oh, yeah, that was fun. That time they converted every cell in my body to the same nerve
nerve endings found in male testicles, enlarged each cell to the size of a sun, and then inserted huge sun-sized tennis drills into each of these sun-sized male testicle cells. Woo-ah! That was the time of my life compared to that time they shock the living gee out of me. Hell, I thought a frontal lobotomy was a warm fuzzy. I mean, I'm okay. You're a frontal lobotomy, but it's all a very therapeutic process. Hell, that time they put me in the room where you don't give me the good pills. Then they had a needle that was so big, they had to lower me on top of it by a helicopter in order to anesthetize me. And that was only the needle. I'm not talking about the syringe. And even that wasn't enough to put me out. Then they hooked me up to that device. I'm not talking about that AC device. I'm talking about that DC device I had Jones' titty hooked up to. Then they applied the electrodes to my head. I was still trying to explain to him how I wasn't insane. I'm not a mad psychopath. But hell, all that was fun, I reckon. I guess you'd call that a good party compared to that time they shocked the living gee out of me.
Tunnel life got you down? Well, strap on a smile and dig this. Now you can burrow in your loved ones the same way our species burrows in the earth itself. You heard me right. It's
Pete Novelty's House of Conscience Smut Analyzer Liquidation Sale.
That's right. Nothing says
I love you
like a poke in the intestines with 12 inches of molded plastic. Don't let the impotence plague cost you your sex mate. Nail your sweetie to the bed every night with one of our discount analyzers.
Pete Novelty's House of Conscience Smut.
Your outlet for all of your deviant needs. And as always, we have your poppers, flare guns, bongs, duct tape, executioner's mask, left-handed cigarettes, and other tobacco accessories. That's
Pete Novelty's House of Conscience Smut.
Everyone else is jerking you around. Visit our showroom in the 5th Auxiliary Service Tunnel next to the crematorium. See you there!
We're not even here to discuss the so-called new war that's been going on ever since the end of World War II, the holy war. What we're worried about, being Americans still, yes, how is this going to affect us directly? Because obviously, all right, you're going to have to wait longer for an airplane now. Don't have a problem with that. But while America is in a check-writing and law-passing mood, there are a lot of people out there who have their agendas that they want to push no matter what the hell happened. They have some agendas like, oh, I don't know, pick your favorite amendment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and just cross it out.
No, sure, and I can see self-censorship in the light of being a little less jarring. I mean, temper, you have to move on with that type of thing. I like how they're calling W cowboy and stuff. That cracks me up because it really puts it in the light that probably people see us in globally, crazy Westerners, and then you get him and his civvies up there talking some serious trash on, what was that, with a bullhorn on a mound of rubble with dead people in it?
Well, I hear you.
Service to national security, financial security, social security. But what about the security of our Slack? Have you heard anybody even mention that? Any of these? Oh, those craven suckers. Yes, the Slack! The precious, tasty Slack! Oh, it's not just a choice. It's not merely a food group. Oh, no! We desperately need our Slack to survive, even more so than Teddy Kennedy needs booze. If you can freaking imagine that, that's how critical it is. Oh, but none of these spewing pundits are even mentioning it, which makes me think. And that feels real f***ed up because I'm not used to it. But all I can think is, what are they planning, Seekers? I mean, what could it possibly be? Is this a deliberate obfuscation of the slack issue? Designed to draw us off our blessedly crooked footpath at this, the most, single most critical moment of the church's existence? Could it be they're skirting the slack issue because they don't want us thinking about slack, because then we might start missing it? I mean, what if it gets down to where subgenius Americans are issued slack rationing cards? Or worse yet, what if they just outlaw the shit because it's in their way? We've got to consider those possibilities. This is an attack on us.
Yeah, patriotism is usually... Where did I hear this? I
can't remember. The refuge of scoundrels?
Well, yeah, but somewhere recently I read something about how, you know, it's fine to be cynical about the mind control that they start on children with the pledge and everything, because really it is just to keep us rather complacent with our situation. But patriotism is very valid right now because they came into the country in which we live and killed a bunch of people.
Obviously, they've had a hankering for the World Trade Center for a little while now.
At first you don't succeed.
Yeah.
As far as patriotism, I mean, you're being patriotic about a system that's flawed, and you've got some real scoundrels at the top and not necessarily the highest moral fiber, but, you know, you've always had the option to move. So put up or shut up, you know. This is what we're doing right now, and if we bring about the end of the world, it's the way it's supposed to go. You know, what are you going to do about it?
It's the end times. Don't you read the Bible?
I cannot believe what Falwell said about gays. How we lost we lost God's protection is what happened in New York.
Because of the gays.
Because of
and
the gays.
And the abortion doctors.
Oh,
man. And the girls with blue hair and nose rings.
It's what happens when you take religion too seriously. Oh, I read it from Kevin freaking Smith. That's where I paraphrased both things about patriotism. And I read it from News Askew, which is part of his viewaskew.com website. Uh-huh. And it really struck me as true.
A point. Catholic.
Yeah, that guy difference. Who came up with Buddy Christ. Christianity, wow. They're almost oxymorons. By that I mean pimpled, stupid people.
Baby, I've been working at the termite farm for 40 cycles, Mama. I gots to have it.
I'm tired.
But if we don't reproduce, we get recycled into food for the sideworm, baby. You know that.
I just can't, Carrie. Why don't you try the ass mule?
Oh, that gort couldn't get off a bicycle.
How many times has this happened to you? Looking for love in the mutual exchange of pleasurable juices, only to end up squeezing your essence into the waste chute. Well, do it the way the free men did it, with roofies. General Pharmaceuticals brand roofies provide hours of unfettered access to all of your partner's orify without that bothersome rigor mortis or embarrassing necrosis. Let's see how Gary does with a couple of General Pharmaceutical brand roofies.
How's that drink I fixed you, baby? That's good, baby. So, you want to get to the humping? Well, all right then.
General Pharmaceutical brand roofies. Ask for them by name. Now in new seizure-free formula.
General Pharmaceuticals is a division of Glorpco.
Obey the werejackal.
Think of how representative the government of the United States is of the people of the United States. Not very. Well, the governments of these Muslim countries are even less representative of their people than our governments are of us. If the Baptists, let's just pick the Baptists, because
they
cause the most problems in Christianity. They're the people that shoot abortion doctors and blow things up. Sound familiar?
We are in the Bible Belt, so.
Yeah, exactly. So don't drop the soap.
Altar boy!
If the Baptists went and did something crazy, like say they blew up part of Mecca.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that would make people upset. That's what all the other Protestants would say. Oh my God, what the hell are you doing? But when the Iranians started sending teams of death squads into countries to wipe out the Baptists, you can bet your ass that the Methodists and the Lutherans and the Catholics and everyone else is going to stand up and say, hey, listen, I know they're our crazy little retarded cousin of our religion, but you can't just come in here and exterminate them like this.
And what are you going to do?
Thing police keep all boardroom reports, and we are not allowed to proffer the disaster accounts. Wind hand caught in the door. explosive bio-advanced men out of space to employ electrician in gasoline crack of history. Last of the gallant heroes. I'm you on tracks, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin. Couldn't reach flesh in his switch and zero time to the sick tracks. A long time between suns I held the stale overcoat, sliding between light and shadow, muttering in the dogs of unfamiliar score. Across the wounded galaxies we intersect, poison of dead sun in your brain slowly fading. Migrants of ape in gasoline track of history, explosive bio-advance out of space to neon. I'm you, wind hand caught in the door, couldn't reach flesh. In sun I held the stale overcoat, dead hand stretching the throat. Last to proffer the disaster account on track, see, Mr. Bradley, Mr. And being blind, may not refuse to hear. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin, disaster to my blood, whom I created. The shallow water came in with the tide in the Swedish river of Gothenburg.
We've played Axis and Allies. We've played Risk.
You know how important Asia is to Risk. That's 8 freaking armies a year.
That's right, over at Kamchatka, Irkutsk.
Uh-huh. And what's the hardest, one of the hardest things to hold?
Siam?
Siam if you have a problem in Australia.
Sure.
But when you're dealing with people in Europe and Africa, if you're trying to hold Asia,
it's true
the
movements.
Hardest thing to keep is the Middle East.
Just speaking of adjustment, let's take a right turn. What about all this political unity, huh?
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, they wanted Bush's head on a platter for winning, and now Gore's at home saying, thank God it wasn't me.
Yeah, although who knows if it would have happened if Gore was in office. But that's another...
I think it would have, and I don't know if Gore would have handled it as well. I can't imagine any way to handle this right now beyond the overreaching cowboy round-em-up attitude that's going on. What would Gore do? He couldn't rally the country beyond... His best speech was his resignation speech, and I can't imagine how he would have handled the last one.
I think the presidency, basically government right now, is an autopilot. The military is telling them what to do. I don't mean that in any kind of coup d'etat sense, but, when military matters happen, you turn to the generals.
Hey, so Schwarzkopf.
Colin Powell is, of course, the Secretary of State. His theory was what won the Gulf War. His theory is that if you're a superpower, you fight like a superpower. You go in with overwhelming technology. You never fight an even battle.
The reciprocal is obviously true, though, that the terrorist attacks are by supervillains.
Yes,
and they're making Osama bin Laden out like Lex Luthor over there.
Yeah.
Plotting from the hills of Afghanistan with no communication, no phone lines, no electricity, plotting this insane... There's just no way. There's a government hookup somewhere. They're going to follow the money, and it's going to be World War III.
Honey. Call Madam Rare, honey. She has all the answers for your pathetic existence.
Madam Rare... My husband, I think he ran off with the whores.
I look at the cards here. I see a long, blonde-haired woman. Honey, this is the 10 of werejackals. That husband of yours was the werejackal, sister.
Oh, are you serious? I'm so glad he's gone. Thanks, Madam Rare.
No problem, honey. Madam Rare can see into your private places.
Madam Rare, I'm experiencing, radioactive related erectile dysfunction.
These cards show rashes, honey. You got rashes on your hoo-hoo, darling.
How did you know?
Honey, you're the werejackal, baby. The cards don't lie. You are the werejackal, honey.
That explains these nails. Thanks, Madam Rare. I'm gonna leave town right now.
You go, werejackal. You get away from me, honey. Don't let no werejackal pull his funky business on you. You call Madam Rare, honey.
Madam Rare is an establishment-sanctioned psychic ready to help you with your problems as they relate to the werejackal. Call Madam Rare now.
Get with the program. Watch out for the werejackal.
You know, they're probably going to herd all of the subgenius Americans into those nice, convenient little internment camps. You know, they're going to offer us that free showers deal. I mean, we were expecting hard times for Bubba. In fact, Dobbs predicted hard times for Bubba, and I clung to that hope, but I didn't think I'd be sweating alongside the f***ers. I mean, it was a hard times for Bubba one, it's even harder times for the Bobbies. Where is the Bob in that? Well, Seekers, I'm here to tell you that the outlook ain't all that bleak. Not if you plan ahead. To look at it this way, all we have to do to come out on top is just survive. And it's pretty simple if you have a bunker. If you have a bunker, then you can get a mentality that goes with the bunker, and you will be set up in Style Seekers. It's simple. If you don't have a cellar or basement, start digging right now. Start digging anything you can get a hold of that will move earth. A spoon, anything, a kitty litter scooper. Get out there and just start f***ing digging. Start digging. Oh, it seems like a lot of bother, but you'd be surprised how much shit you can move out. With a few evenings of excavation, with a big soup spoon and a good head of steam. And you don't have to go overboard with the design or the hospital corners or any of that shit. Oh, I mean, just dig like your life, your subgenius life depended on it, because it does. It does, Seekers. Your mental life depends on it. Critically. Another handy tip, when you're digging yourself a hole, make it a lot bigger than a grave. We really don't need to give these suckers any ideas, okay?
Tunnel life got you down? Well, strap on a smile and dig this. Now you can burrow in your loved ones the same way our species burrows in the earth itself. You heard me right. It's
Pete Novelty's House of Ganja Smut Analyzer Liquidation Sale.
That's right. Nothing says
I love you
like a poke in the intestines with 12 inches of molded plastic. Don't let the impotence plague cost you your sex mate. Nail your sweetie to the bed every night with one of our discount analyzers.
Pete Novelty's House of Ganja Smut.
Your outlet for all of your deviant needs. And as always, we have your poppers, flare guns, bongs, duct tape, executioner's mask, left-handed cigarettes, and other tobacco accessories. That's
Pete Novelty's House of Ganja and Smut.
Everyone else is jerking you around. Visit our showroom in the 5th Auxiliary Service Tunnel next to the crematorium. See you there!
Once you have your multi-chambered earthen womb all dug out, stock it with only the most crucial necessities. Dope, porno, lube, copies of the Book of the Subgenius. Well, I guess that goes with the porno. And tapes of the hour slack and pills. You know which kind of pills, right?
Do you need chicks, hot and ready lesbos that will pleasure each other while draining your wang of all appropriate fluids?
Yes?
Go on, beg for it, human.
Just come out to the Werejackals House of Blues! That's right, for a pound of flesh, anyone's will do, the Werejackal will allow you to wet your willy in the most outrageous ways imaginable! In this den, doggy style has a whole new meaning!
A sexy one.
Why not pleasure your meat while you still have it? The women are real, and so is the Werejackal, so hop or crawl over to the Werejackals House of Blues!
We double dog dare you!
Obey the Werejackal!
Now that I've soothed your apocalyptic fears, I can give you the bad news. While there is the negligible possibility that the overall struggle is for a greater good, the local and immediate home front effect will likely be a contraction of liberty. Yes, it's just a matter of time until your favorite amendment is in peril.
Worse still, the same herd that is so quick to cash in your freedom for their security will be far more volatile. Tolerance for aberrant behavior may drop to an all-time low since the Red Scare. Don't be surprised if some anti-globalists decide to stay home and work on their besieged websites the next time the super-capitalists get together. And those that do not may wish that they did. But boo nikuff who. They have their problems and we have ours. One of our main problems is that many creatures will exert no effort until forced to do so by a need or threat. If you are one of these, then it is time to consider acquiring a few defensive adaptations. Yes, it is evolution time. Don't worry, your helix is old and has twisted past far worse than this, so just relax and listen. First and foremost, it is absolutely necessary that you remember to breathe. I know this may sound a bit elementary, but the basics are so easily overlooked. I have seen many a smooth operator busted by a gasp. Regulating the depth and frequency of your respiration not only moderates your heart rate and blood pressure, but also provides a certain sense of personal continuity. In a similar vein, resist the temptation to scratch your itches. In the literal physical sense now, not the dirty little yearnings that get you into so much trouble. While a full explanation of this exercise is out of the question, I will say that if you can refrain from this proprietary habit, then, hypothetically, this practiced willful resistance can travel with you up the scale of physical and psychic invasion to the uncharted territory of technological torture, leaving the client intact within the parameters of the adverse stimuli. And while we are on the subject of torture, you need to learn to lie. That is, pull the wool over your own eyes. Learn to lie to yourself. You must fully internalize your lies, whether they are part of a cover story or an innocuous explanation for your particularly freaky endeavor. Memorize your lies. Practice them in front of a mirror, a long mirror. You lie with your entire body. Lie to yourself in front of the long mirror until you convince yourself. Also of crucial importance, you will need your senses crackling at full capacity. By now, you should have already sharpened your defensive paranoia to a hair's breadth. If not, then you are dangerously behind the curve, and the only advice I can offer is to try to notice everything and use every drop of your sensorial flood to construct a menacing, egocentric universe, which some studies show to be the most accurate model. Of course, none of this may prove relevant right now, this minute. Then again, it might. And I've always thought it better to be overly vigilant in advance than to be caught with your input, Jack, dangling in the breeze.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals, acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living slack master in the Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal. Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you going to cry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys? Or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent, quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenius, eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
On Cool 91.1.
Cool Weekend FM.
On 91.1.
91.1.
tired of sitting at the all-night Jell-O store and yarn shop?
Look at him jiggle.
Don't get caught poking the desiccated corpse of your own personal Dobbs.
Bolster your subgenius credentials with Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse
every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will guide you through the
Audio Hall of Mirrors. Or the increasingly competent doctors of the Lymph Node Institute strap you into the radio coaster and away you go. Thrill to the antics of our lovable hobo mimes. Guess Bob's weight and win a voodoo Cupid doll. Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse. Like a suppository for your ears.
Ooh, my brain is tingling.
That means it's working.
We're a trough and you're a dirty horse.
You got a real purty mouth, Atlanta.
Drink it, you dirty horse.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Now in stereo.
91.1. Obey the werejackal.
Oh, thank you, Doc Ellis. Oh, there you go, Seekers. An actual lost episode of the Funhouse I just found in the vaults from the end of September 2001. Oh, now I know why Stan complains about having to edit my live stuff. I sure do cuss a blue streak. So let me tuck you in nice and tight, Seekers, and through all the works and wiles of the conspiracy in the next week. Please, whatever you do, try to hang on and try to stay strong until Stang and I can come back around next week to pull you off of that ledge. Because that's why we're here. Good night, Seekers.